You're listening to Agriculture Today.
With the cattle herd at a 75-year low and beef demand up, USDA's new beef plan aims to steady prices by shoring up ranch economics and processing capacity. Three pillars lead the effort. First, USDA Interior Grazing Action Plan would reopen idle federal allotments, about 24 million acres, streamline permits, strengthen disaster tools, while expanding risk insurance subsidies for beginning ranchers up to 10 years. Second, processing and transparency. This would include meat and poultry processing expansion program grants up to $2 million and loan guarantees to $25 million targeting small plants. At the same time, FSIS Food Safety cutting overtime inspection fees 75% for very small and 30% for small establishments. AMS, that's Market Reporting, will pilot a new LIDAR light detection and ranging system at auctions to improve feeder cattle data. And Productive USA, enforced beginning January 1st. Third, demand farm-to-school grants, $18 million, science-based dietary guidelines, keeping beef and nutrition programs, and EPA's clarified WOTUS rule, along with scrapped wastewater proposal reduced compliance cost. So, again, that's USDA's plan. What's the response? Well, it drew broad approval for tackling some long-running bottlenecks, but major groups are warning rumored Argentine imports could actually undercut a fragile herd rebuild. United States Cattlemen's Association, USCA, welcoming the headline items, Federal Grazing Action Plan, stronger predator compensation, and clear Productive USA labels, but blasted reports of an 80,000 metric ton Argentina purchase as market manipulation. It was echoed by the American Farm Bureau Federation, also by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Now, the Agribusiness Freedom Foundation argued price pressures reflect drought-reduced supply and cost, not Brazil tariffs, like the president has said, or packer monopoly, and notes that Argentina lacks capacity to materially lower the U.S. prices. Across statements, though, groups largely back USDA's structural fixes but reject the short-term import moves. Well, a Vermont-rooted T-shirt label suddenly everywhere, and its supply chain runs straight through the U.S. cotton country. CNBC has been reporting that Comfort Colors, owned by Gildan, has seen demand surge across campuses, concerts, and women's sports, with the brand planning extensions into hats, bags, and women's fits in 2026. Now, the company emphasizes shirts made from 100% U.S.-grown cotton and a pigment dye process marketed as lower in water and energy use, and details that resonate with buyers chasing the vintage looks and domestic sourcing. And rising Comfort Colors demand is reinforcing pull for U.S.-grown cotton. It could link rural fiber production to a fast-growing mainstream apparel brand. It's Agriculture Today.
You hear that? That's the sound of forever. Because there's nowhere else you'd rather spend forever than on land like this. Tending a herd, growing crops, raising a family. At Capital Farm Credit, we thrive at helping the next generation of farmers and ranchers like yourself by providing advice, products, and opportunities to help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Well, he's a thug and bad guy. He's a guy that is making a lot of drugs. We've just, as of today, stopped all payments going to Colombia, the country Colombia.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office on Wednesday, President Trump on Colombian President Gustavo Petro.
Now, he's a thug, and he's a bad guy, and he's hurt his country very badly. They're doing very poorly, Colombia. They make cocaine. They have cocaine factories. They grow all sorts of crap that's drugs, bad drugs coming into the United States, goes generally through Mexico. And he better watch it, or we'll take very serious action against him and his country. His country is what he has led his country into is a death trap.
Colombia, a top buyer of U.S. corn, much like China used to be a top buyer of U.S. soybeans.
I think we'll make a deal. I think we're going to make a deal on the rare earth is the least of it. Look, the tariffs are much more powerful than the rare earth. The rare earth is a disturbance, but there's a lot of rare earth around. I'll tell you, I've had more calls on rare earth. We've got it. Everybody's. We'll make a deal on, I think, everything. I think we're going to make a deal on soybeans and the farmers.
But all of this still revolves around tariffs and whether or not they're constitutional.
I think it's one of the most important decisions we'll ever have from the Supreme Court. With tariffs, we're a strong, sound country. We're a nationally secure and internationally secure country. We're a very rich country. Without tariffs, it's a slog for this country, big slog. I think it's one of the most important decisions in the history of the Supreme Court. And I might go there. I really believe I have an obligation to go there. We are doing so well as a country right now because of tariffs. And you have to understand, tariffs have been used against us for many years, decades, and just slowly but surely hurting our country so badly. That's why we owe $37 trillion. We owe that because other countries have taken advantage of us over many, many decades, And now we're a rich country. We're taking in money like we've never done before. Without tariffs, that would not be happening. And also, I solved, as you know, eight wars. Of the eight, five of them, maybe even six of them, are because of tariffs. The threat of tariffs on these nations, if you want to fight, that's okay. India and Pakistan, if you want to fight, that's okay. But you're going to pay tariffs, and they're going to be very substantial. And we're in the midst of a trade deal, and they said, we don't want to do that. 2 days later, they call up, and they're not going to fight anymore. The peace, they have peace. But I've done that. Out of eight, I would say six times. Tariffs are vile to this country. And tariffs have been used against us by China, by every other country. And all we're doing is using them to negotiate fair deals. And as you know, we made a fair deal with Japan. We made a fair deal with all of Europe, the European Union. Yeah. We made a fair deal with South Korea. These are countries that were taking so much money away from us, not sustainable. And now we're taking in hundreds of billions and even trillions of dollars. If this country is not allowed to have tariffs, if this country is not allowed to have the President of the United States negotiate on behalf of it with tariffs, we are put in a position where we're going to be a third world country. We can't let that happen. I think it's the most important case that we're going to have for many, many years to come. One of the most important cases we've ever had. With tariffs, we're a rich, secure country. Without tariffs, we're a laughing stock. We'll be a laughing stock. And I don't want to have anything to do with that.
It's Agriculture Today.
This is Ben Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
We've already seen a likely cancellation of the October crop report. Don't see any way that happens.
Arlen Suderman is chief commodities economist with StoneX.
The notice on the website continues to say suspended until further notice, and that now extends to the November WASDE crop report. If you look at all of the work and the time required into putting together one of these WASDE crop reports, particularly at this time of year when that includes field surveys, farmer surveys, so they've got to sample fields across the country, they've got to survey farmers, get those surveys back in, calculate all that data, put it all together in yield estimates, let alone change their balance sheets, etc. We're running out of time now for the November WASDE crop report. It could still happen, but if we move into the start of next week and we're still in a partial government shutdown, it starts becoming likely that at the very least we're looking at a delayed November WASDE report, and then eventually it could be canceled as well. We have never had back-to-back USDA WASDE crop reports canceled due to a government shutdown. The longest shutdown on record was 35 days, stretching from December of 2018 to January of 2019, when the January WASDE report was canceled. Previous to that, it was 16 days with the October 2013 shutdown, and the October report was canceled, but not back-to-back WASDE crop reports. So this is something pretty significant. Now, as we did see some word coming out of comments by USDA Secretary Rawlins, where she indicated that some payments would be going to farmers. And so as we look at that, basically what she said is that they're going to reopen Farm Service Agency core operations, including critical services for farm loan processing and ARC/PLC payments and other programs, roughly about $3 billion that could be freed up to go to farmers. This is not the roughly $13 billion, now say $12 to $13 billion bailout package for farmers that has been talked about. That is still being held up by the government shutdown coming from the Trump administration. That is still expected to happen once the government reopens, or once the Trump administration can figure out a way to do it without reopening the government. And that's in addition to payment packages that Congress is working on as well, although we think that'll take longer to unfold. So there's several levels of payments coming to farmers, which tend to slow farm sales, crop sales from this harvest. Now, we're continuing to bring into harvest. I estimate that 2/3 of the corn crop is harvested as of Sunday. My estimates are higher than the trade averages. I think we're making faster progress in some regions than what's being accounted for. Is at about 78% on soybeans, about 66% on corn. So I think we're making good progress on this harvest progress, and we're finding places to store it. Farmers are very creative in doing so, whether it be to use bags to bag storage when the local storage is full and the established grain bins are full. Maybe it's machine sheds that are cleaned out and used to store grain, etc. But farmers tend to be very creative in finding storage spaces. We're still not out of the woods yet on that until we get the last bushel harvested and put away. But so far, things are looking good, like they are finding storage spaces, and they're only selling as they want to or need to sell at this point, and holding back as much as what they can do so.
It's Agriculture Today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
So what's happened, you could say with that, you could say with beef, with all of it, the beef, the ranchers, let's say, who have done a great job, have lost their shirts for many, many years. They've really been decimated. And I helped them a lot. I put tariffs on things coming in to the country, including beef. And that gave them a chance to finally have a decent industry.
Speaking Wednesday from the Oval Office to reporters, President Donald Trump.
We are going to be talking to them. They're great people, but they've been hurt for 25, 30 years. They've been losing because other countries have taken advantage of them. And by putting tariffs on, they've been able to make a few dollars. They've been able to have an industry. But I also want to keep the beef prices low. So I'll be talking with the ranchers, and I'll be speaking with a lot of different people, including Scott and Howard, and we'll do something. Because prices are way down in our country. Energy is way down. I think you're going to see $2 gasoline very soon. I see that it's $2.50 in a lot of places, $2.50. We were heading to $5, $6, and $7. If Biden didn't go back to my policy toward the end, you would have seen. But he didn't go back to the full policy. And he missed the most important thing. So we were up to, you know, we were way up. I think you're going to see $2 gasoline. We could even break that number. That's a big difference. The only cost that's really up is beef. And the fake news only wants to talk about beef. And what I did is I made it possible for those people to survive. They're incredible people. But they were being decimated by other countries. And I didn't want that to happen. So prices are way down. Groceries are down. Everything's down. Energy's way down. Even interest rates with a bad chairman of the Fed. He's terrible. He's a fool. But even interest rates are down. So our country has never done better. We're going to take in, I think, $21 trillion this year. No country has ever taken in more than three. And we're going to take in $21 trillion of investments because of the tariffs. If we didn't have tariffs, we would be a mess. We would be a national security problem. And we've done a job. So I'm very happy about that. We're going to do something very quickly and easily on beef to get it down. The ranchers understand that. They're so happy for what I've done. I saved them. I don't think you'd have any beef in this country if I didn't do that.
And when it comes to tariffs and to trade, what about India?
I think it's a little bit of a different talk. India, as you know, has told me they are it's a process. You can't just stop it. But by the end of the year, they'll be down to almost nothing. That's a big thing. That was almost 40% of the oil. India, they've been great. Spoke to Prime Minister Modi yesterday. They've been absolutely great. China's a little bit different. You know, they're a little bit different relationship they have with Russia. It was never good, but because of Biden and Obama, they got forced together. They should never have been forced together, but they're a little bit forced. But they're by nature, they can't be friendly. They can't be friendly. By nature, I hope they are friendly, frankly, but they can't be. You should not have forced Russia and China together. And Biden did that, and Obama did that. They forced them together because of energy, because of oil. And so they are closer than they would normally be. I think I'll probably be talking about it. What I'll really be talking to him about is how do we end the war with Russia and Ukraine, whether it's through oil or energy or anything else. And I think he's going to be very receptive. He would now like to. I'm not sure that he did at the beginning. He would now like to see that war end.
It's Agriculture Today.
At Wiley Implement and Spray Center, we are here to keep your Case IH tractors, planters, sprayers, and other implements in tip-top shape this season. Whether you need in-shop or in-field service, Wiley has the factory-trained technicians to keep your equipment running with genuine Case IH parts. Give us a call today or go to WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
You hear that? That's the sound of forever. Because there's nowhere else you'd rather spend forever than on land like this. Tending a herd, growing crops, raising a family. At Capital Farm Credit, we thrive at helping the next generation of farmers and ranchers like yourself by providing advice, products, and opportunities to help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Today I'd like to visit with our dairy producers and actually dairy consumers about some trends that we're seeing in the sale of dairy products to consumers.
Dr. Mike Brook, Kansas State Dairy Specialist.
You know, on the farm, as we work 7 days a week to provide milk for dairy products that you're buying off the shelf in the store, it is part of our responsibility to understand how things are going to be utilized by the consumers. So we look at some of the recent trends in the purchasing of dairy products across the United States. It sheds some insight for our dairy producers as to what they need to consider as they look at the future of their dairy farms. So one of the bright spots that we have in dairy product consumption actually is lactose-free milk. You know, I didn't understand a lot about the issue with lactose and digestive issues until my wife developed an issue with lactose several years ago, and then later a couple of our daughters developed the same sort of situation. Not everybody in the United States can actually tolerate lactose, and for some, this is something that happens when they're very young, actually as babies. For many others, it happens when they're an adult or sometimes in their late teens. So it does create quite an issue for many people here in the United States. Over the years, we've looked at different ways to modify the lactose content of milk. One of the first was through utilizing enzymes to break it down before we put it into the jug or bottle for consumption by consumers. So lactose-free milk has been part of the grocery shelf for quite some time. However, we're starting to see some additional products head down that route as well so that we can provide products for consumers that do not contain lactose. One of the things that has, you know, happened in our industry is we use a lot of filtration membranes to actually take raw milk and separate it into different components. And one of the things that we can do with the filtration systems we have available today is we can actually remove the lactose from skim milk. We can then take that skim and manufacture it into different products. As you look at the grocery shelf today, you'll be able to find yogurt that is lactose-free. You'll be able to find some ice cream products that are also lactose-free, in addition to many choices in beverage milk. And we're actually seeing some of the beverage milk use this same filtration to remove the lactose prior to bottling. So when you look at things like Fairlife, that's actually a filtered product where the lactose is removed by filtration and not through the use of enzymes. We see many changes going on. What impact has that had on the sale? Well, in 2024, there was an 8.4% increase in lactose-free milk sales across the United States. And as we see this growth continuing into 2025 and beyond, we expect that lactose-free milk sales become a higher percentage of the total milk volume as we go into the next few years. Again, this is all the result of changes in technology that we use in processing, as well as some changes in how we market products and increase the type of products that are actually lactose-free. So if you're a consumer and you're bothered by lactose in dairy products, be watching for those products that come onto the shelf that are actually lactose-free. And many of our cheeses have always been naturally lactose-free or very low in lactose.
It's Agriculture Today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
This has been Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
A lot of the focus continues to be on next week's anticipated meeting between President Trump and President Xi of China.
Chief Commodities Economist with StoneX is Arlen Suderman.
A lot of the comments have been coming from President Trump, been pretty optimistic. He said that the tariffs on China are still going to go up to 155 to 157%, depending on which source you look at. That's an increase of 100 percentage points over the current tariffs on China, basically, on November 1st. That's key date because that's after the alleged meeting between President Trump and President Xi in South Korea taking place next week at the APEC conference, on the sideline of that conference. It's also before the Supreme Court hears its opening arguments on the case against President Trump's reciprocal tariffs based on the Emergency Powers Act. So that's a key date to keep in mind. There was a lot of talk coming from President Trump about getting a good deal, including soybeans, and he's ramping that up. But also at times he says, I don't know, maybe there won't be a conversation. He's leaving that door open. We're not hearing much of anything from the China side. Let's put that in a little bit of perspective. There is a scheduled meeting, quote unquote, this week between USDA Treasury Secretary Bessent to negotiate a trade deal with the Vice Premier of China in Malaysia. All the news stories and everything simply say this week. Malaysian press indicates that that will be on Saturday and Sunday. That's the only source where we have found that to be specified on Saturday and Sunday. What China is focused on right now is the fourth plenum meeting. This is, I believe, the 15th five-year planning session for the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Now, this is not just a strategic planning retreat they do every 5 years. This is a political convention of the Chinese Communist Party. And so there's a lot behind the scenes that goes on here regarding the power base within the Communist Party, the ruling party of China. This is a time when oftentimes people are removed from their positions because the party doesn't feel like they're doing their job or that they're being loyal or whatever the reason may be. Sometimes titles would change to take on a more important role or to make room for somebody else who they think would do a better role in what you're doing, so they move you to something else. Even the president himself can be removed at this event, although that is not expected. There are rumors floating around of a possible coup. We don't believe that. We cannot rule it out, but we simply don't see the signs on the ground that that is taking place. And frankly, the number two men in the military in China and President Xi have very close ties, and you can't have a coup without having the military on your side. So we don't expect the removal of President Xi, but President Xi will be assessing and is assessing his power base in China at these meetings. There's one more day of meetings. The meetings end on Thursday. And if he comes out of these 4 days feeling like his power base is strong and secure, then I think he'll take a strong stance against President Trump and may not even meet with him. On the other hand, if he feels like there is weakness in his power base, he may be looking for a trade deal that will calm the international waters so that he can focus on domestic issues.
It's Agriculture Today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.